Okay, we're up to halacha beis, page resh ches, simin tzadi beis, halacha beis. Kol adam shuhum oimer makir ani ba'isa chayla shuhum sukkim. A person is an observer and he says, I can tell, I can make the determination that so and so is a chayla. Im ein sham roifim mumcheh, dealing with a regular, an average person says, I know from my experience that so and so is a chayla sukkim. Im ein even if we don't have a doctor, an expert that contradicts him, neman, the average person is believed, and the melo mechalin alav es haShabbos. Even he's not 100% sure that this condition can be pikuach nefesh. Nevertheless, el oimer shenir loy, it appears that this possibly can be pikuach nefesh. Shetzrich mechalin alav shem loy, we listen to shem mechalin alav mishum the sofik nefashos lahakel. Period. A third party, not the choyle, not a doctor, not a mumcha, a third party, an average person, he's sitting in shul, he sees someone sitting in shul, and he sees, you know, you don't look well. You don't look well, and I'm really afraid that you're in sakana. You just don't look well, and I'm very nervous, I want to call an ambulance. And there's no doctor in shul, there's no mumcha, you call an ambulance, you call atzala, you have to be mach, you have to take action. Sofik nefashos laka. I once had that. I was once by Shalosh Shulis, and there was an elderly fellow there. He must have been at least 85, and he was sitting at Shalosh Shulis. And to me, he looked like pale. I don't know. He looked like
death warmed over.
I got really scared, so I said to the guy next to me, who's also an older fellow. He was probably 75 years old, but he looked good. I said, "Oh, this guy, he doesn't look right." So he goes, "No, I know him. He's okay. I know him. He's my friend. I know him. That's what he always looks like. It's okay. But if he wouldn't have been there, I don't know. I probably would have.
People have a gaunt look.
Yeah.
Like,
but he really looked like, oh my gosh, this guy. No, that's what he looks like. He's okay. That's really what it says. There's no one over here. There's no. I mean, he. I obviously the person. I don't know what he's doing now. This was a long time ago, but he made it through Shabbos. That I can tell you.
You have to eat Shabbos Shabbos with younger people.
I agree with you. I agree. Okay, let's go further. Next part of the halacha, Mechalal Shabbos, Imroife, the last two words on the page, Imroife, Echad. Now here's a very interesting halacha. Here you have a difference of opinion among doctors. You have a shul full of doctors. A person is not feeling well. And there's a disagreement among the doctors that we should call an ambulance. Imroife, Echad, Oimer, Shum, Mesukun. One doctor says, I think we should call an ambulance. Vishahu, Tsaruch, Lurful, Planis, and he needs a certain procedure. Viroife, Echad, Oimer, She'enoi, Tsaruch, does not need an ambulance. Or the patient says, she'ein etzach, that's always common, when the patient says, I don't need any care, ein etzach, shoymim laharoyfe she'oymer shehu tzorech. We machmir, we follow the doctor that says, this person needs an ambulance, he needs to be taken in. Safik nefashos lahokel, lahokel it says. That's the nusach, lahokel, that we're the same idea. Now, and here's another very important principle, what?
The same thing with person eating. You follow the doctor.
Yes. Well, now you always follow the doctor. Right? Now here comes the next one. One more factor in the halacha. Let's say the doctor says you do not need to be taken in, and the cholel says, no, I disagree with my doctor. I feel that I really feel something is wrong. If the roifa himself says he needs refuah plainness, the choyle himself says shu tzorach refuah plainness, the roifa oimer shein tzorach, shoimim lehachoyle. This is a very important halacha. If the choyle himself says, I know something is wrong, I want you to call an ambulance, and there's a doctor there on the site, and the doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, you're fine, just go home, you listen to the choyle, and you call for help. You mechal Shabbos.
He knows
himself, exactly. Even against the advice of what?
What happens if he's a
hypochondriac? That can be different. Okay, that can be different. If a person has already a track record of false alarms, of course, we're dealing with a one-time event, first time something has happened, the pilot says, I know something is wrong, the doctor says, you're fine, take your pulse, take your temperature, you're okay, go home, just take a rest. And he says, no, I really don't feel it. When you call an ambulance, you listen to the pilot and you call an ambulance. The only time that you do not listen to the chayla is where where the person wants a procedure done on Shabbos, and he says, I want them to do this to me, this is my refuah, and the doctor says, this is going to cause you harm, it's going to make it worse. So then we trust the expertise of the chayla, and we do not allow chil Shabbos in this instance. This refuah that you want to do to yourself, that involves chil Shabbos, tazi kehu, will cause him harm, then, and only then, shemim loharefe to the doctor. Let's see the shemim from halacha.
They started something, Chayim Aruchim. That was the whole thing with the hospitals, but really applies to other things. But many times doctors will either prescribe or refuse to prescribe because of other reasons that have nothing to do with the
Obamacare.
Or money, or because they say, guy's old, why should I bother torturing him? And you've got to fight for it.
You have to assign the person that makes the decisions.
Not an advocate,
but you have to give over
a healthcare proxy.
A halachic healthcare proxy with different considerations. There are different types of proxies, very general. I listened to a very good share. The RCA also has a healthcare proxy, and they go into a lot of details. A lot of very specific details. I heard a share comparing the two, the RCA's version of the halachic healthcare proxy and the Aguda's version. And this person gave the share, he sided very much with the Aguda. He just felt it was a lot more practical. Because when you get too specific, you're running into a lot of trouble. When you get into a lot of details, the RCA goes into a lot of details, and things are always changing. Every day things change. It can become very quickly outdated.
Designating a go-to person?
Yeah. So you have to know these are very complicated issues. I don't know. Let's say halacha dalid. Shneiro lo yishtrichin lachal of Shabbos. I'm shochanach the choyle detakiv le'alma. Shochanach choyle who is very sick. Va'amani says she shalchu lo bi'ad korev. We discussed this. I told you that sefer that you, and he wants. I want you to call my relatives, and they're going to have to be lachal Shabbos to get here. Are you allowed to call the relatives and tell them to come to the hospital, to come to the facility in order to put him in the frame, to ease his sphere? The answer is yes. It's shari, it's mutter. A story where a man found out that his wife was very sick. The Shulamesh allowed him to get on the train. There's no question that this man's wife, will, if he will arrive, she'll be in a better frame of mind, and that will be part of her refuah. Rak tziva love the be'ez rechva lo yilbash bech sheyakir boishu yehudi kidei shelo yehi chil hashem. Whatever you can do to avoid chil hashem, marasayin chil hashem, shall be done when it's not going to affect the your trip. V'ayim b'shud hari shemayim shekosav olav d'luchav al sus yev shel lahatir. He disagrees. To ride on a horse, it cannot be matter b'shum oifen durak al hamasilas habarzel, because going on a horse in Melacha Deraisa. Rakal, I'm still Sabarzel, when you're going on a train, when you're not doing the Melacha Deraisa, Yesh to Tzadi Lahakel, period. Avul Rak, Imo Isha, Mevakesh, Shiava, even to go Oyzim, even Isha de Rabbanon. Going on a train is only Mutter when the Isha asks for the person to come, asks for her husband to come. Uvulvar Hochi, lo. If she does not ask, then who says that your presence will enhance her condition? Fehavi, Bishem, Sefer, Menera Satahira, Shapasa, Damkain, Kain, Omnam, Inyan Zet Sir, each of these types of situations has to be decided on an individual basis, because one thing can lead to another, and it can end up being a great zilzal in the honor of Shabbos. Her daughter was ill. Telegram be'erev Shabbos le'etzadev she'tova ima, and the girl, the daughter that was very sick, she sent a telegram to her mother, she should come to her on Shabbos etzla ve'hel sham lehatir, and he passed in there that he can go, the marsham passed that the mother can go ve'afilu chutz liyud beiz mil, even more than yud beiz mil, the bezman hazel leker reshus ram k'mashukasa v'chidush rebekiv eger, because he holds that you're not doing really melacha deraisa by traveling on Shabbos, by carrying on Shabbos whatever they were doing, he felt it was no melacha deraisa v'chein kasa v'shel shuz zer emes, period. A father slept for a very long time, a coma. was in the coma of Odil Dos Lubanov, because of Shem Gamkin, the Davka, Im Achoy Lubike Shish, Shilchu Achrei Banov, that in this case, since the father was in the coma, the father was not calling for the children, so the children coming there is not going to affect his condition. Avo, Bnidon Zeh, She'ena Yodea Miklom, Ein Lehet Lezeh, in this situation where the first is in the coma, he doesn't know what's going on, therefore you coming there is not going to make a difference, therefore it cannot be done on Shabbos.
So when a doctor calls someone Erev Shabbos on a case where someone's unconscious, saying, you better get here because he's going, you're not allowed to go.
Not necessarily, because sometimes decisions have to be made, and you need to be present to make the decisions. So, like he said, for every single case, he has to be judged separately. You can't generalize. So the person is in a coma for 10 years. So then, whatever it is, it's not going to make a difference now. But it's happening now. It's fluid. The matzav is fluid. Things are changing every single moment. You better get here. That taka means you better get here. Maybe unconscious now, but he may be conscious in 5 minutes. Or they may do a procedure, and the procedure you need to be present. It's like he said, you cannot generalize. Every situation is different.
Everybody else you're calling for may know that the person's unconscious has an allergy.
And Chanan, exactly. You cannot generalize. Yeah, every situation is different.
I know of a case.
Yeah, very makeup.
The blood pressure was dropping. They knew he wouldn't last through Shabbos. So the whole family came.
Okay. Oh, that's already a little. On Shabbos? Do Michal Shabbos to come? That obviously is over the top. That's over the top. But in the book that I saw, he's very makel. He says you have to be there. It's a suffix. Even if it's a suffix, it can make a difference. You go. And the only thing is that any time you need to do a malacha, you should do a bederech shinu. If you're going to go by train, so take the metro card in your hat. Put the metro card in your socks. Carry. You need a wallet. You have to travel. You need a wallet. You need money to get around. And you got the manhattan, whatever it is. So whatever you need to take with you, take with you. B'derech shinui. When you need to do a malacha b'derech shinui. And that's pretty much the halacha line. So you whatever needs to be done can be done, but it should be done when it can be done. B'derech shinui. V'al mishut migdal yashan b'chol l'shesh b'sakana shoshol l'ir acheres achar roif akum. He sent for a guy to mutu lishol lisa b'shabes maroif dechashinu shemel lo yizari saroif. A Jew is ill and he sends a telegram to another city. I need this specific doctor to come and treat me. A Jew is allowed to accompany the doctor to make sure the doctor gets there. Because if you just rely upon the guy, he gets there fast as possible. Because if you just rely upon the guy, who says he might take a detour, he doesn't really care. V'adin, im shochi akom achar markachas leharkeach, you go to give a medication, you go to the pharmacy to purchase the medication. Mutar li sholeshiv imay al hagala, the Jew can accompany him in the car. The guy is going to the store to buy the medication. I'll come with you. I'll sit in the car. You'll open the door for me and I'll sit in the car. I'll just make sure you get there and you don't go and go to OTB on the way back. You bring the medicine ASAP. Al Hagola. Marasayin is not the ikar. Marasayin is only a harchaka, only what can be avoided. Mibnei zehatam dechashin and shemelo yizaris atzma. Umashma hasam the dafka ba'akam chashin and shemelo yizaris avalo b'yishol. Once already one Jew has been assigned the mission of retrieving the medication or going to heal a chayla, one is enough. You don't have a right to tag along just for fun, unless your presence will enhance the situation. Halacha Gimel.
Then he can go back home, like Katzalah.
Yes, going back home is another Shiloh. We'll hear from Aaron Rosenfeld. I forget if anyone was not here. Mir Tashem next Tuesday, a week from yesterday, Mr. Aaron Rosenfeld, a long-standing member of Hatzalah Flapush, will be here at 10 o'clock to approximately an hour, and will give us a shir on all the laws, Hilchos Hatzalah on Shabbos. You can prepare your questions. He's been a member of Hatzalah probably at least for 40 years, and I'm sure he has a lot to say and a lot of interesting insights into the laws of Refuah on Shabbos. Okay, that's next Tuesday. If you want to tell anyone, any of your friends, relatives, to attend Halacha Gimel im roifei boki afilu roifei boki afilu ehu eino Yehudi oshar mevin oimer sh'ava pishad ato adayin eina chayla v'skan. We had this before. You have a chayla, a doctor or a person who's an expert, and he says you have a condition. This condition right now is not, it's not the sakana, but if you wait a day or two you will come l'day sakana. If you don't take care of this immediately, you are looking for trouble. Mikol makom im lo yasu lo l'refu zos efshash tichbat alav hachayli v'yachol lavo lidei sakana. Afil hachayli oimer shein etzarach. Even the chayli says it's not an emergency. Shoyim lo harayfei mechan lo sa Shabbos. Sim harayfei oimer shim lo yasu lo refu azos vada yomus v'yim yasu lo yachol liyo shayichye. Maybe. I'm not so sure. You're in a matzav of sakana. If you don't do this, you're for sure going to die. If you do this, I'll give you a 10% chance, even less. 10% chance you'll survive. So it was unlucky. Well, if you want to follow Roiv, if you go bust the Roiv, it won't make a difference. You're going to die anyway. So you might as well do nothing. Because anyway, if you don't do nothing, you're going to die. And even if you'll do it, it's a 90% chance that you're going to die. So why bother Michal Shabbos? No, you don't do that. Michal in Gam Kenes Shabbos, even for a small percent. Now, what's the getter? So the only getter is what I told you last week from the Sefer on Hilchos Shifu, I forgot the name of the Mechaber. He says the getter is from I think it was from Eliashiv. If it was during the week, would you take care of it immediately? If a person was informed on a Tuesday afternoon that he has a certain condition, and right now he's fine and healthy, but if he doesn't take care of this, he's going to die. Would the person immediately go to the doctor to have it taken care of? So if the person, yes, would go immediately, person gets bitten by a dog. So does he wait? You'll survive. Even if it was rabies, so you have 3 days. So you don't have to go to the doctor today. Today you have a business meeting, so you'll go tomorrow to the doctor to get a tetanus shot, get it taken care of. Is that the way you would behave? What a responsible person there. Responsible person says, I don't care what I have, even if it's the World Series, I'm not going to go to the game. I'm going to go to the doctor to take care of this. It's not a sakana. I'm going to survive at least for 3 days. But the attitude of the average normal person is that this type of thing, this type of situation must be handled immediately. So if I'm not mistaken, it's from Eliashiv that says, if during the week you would handle it immediately, then on Shabbos you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. But if it's not something that during the week you would handle immediately, even though it can bring lidei pikuach nefesh, for example, immunization shots. These are things which, if you don't get, can lead lidei sakana, but it's not something that most people think is an emergency. If I won't do it today, I can do it tomorrow. So those things should be pushed off until after Shabbos. That's the rule of thumb. What would you do if you were in this situation during the week? It's a very nice rule. Yeah.
If someone broke a leg, let's say, Shabbos,
yeah,
wait until Matzah Shabbos.
Not anymore, not today.
No.
Not today.
No.
You go immediately. That's even up in Halacha, you don't go. Even in those days, you should have gone. I think it's called an Avis. That's a halal. That's a wound that's inside the body. A wound that's inside the body, even a broken bone, has that status. It's something that you're allowed to Michal Shabbos immediately. So you're allowed to get the process going, because every moment you don't know what could happen. Breaking a bone is not something, we all know that. Everything, it's not a, you know, it's, we live in a whole new world today. Obama has a sore throat. So what do they do for him? A CAT scan.
Yeah.
A CAT scan. Next, it's an amazing. Why? Because maybe, why do you have a sore throat? Because maybe it comes from acid reflux. Acids maybe come from this, may come from this. So they go mamish down 20 steps down. Oh, man, who knows? We have to go do, we got to go do the extreme, a CAT scan. So it's that's the world we live in today. It's an amazing thing.
Doctors got to make the reason they do it is in order, because there is malpractice, that it's so high.
Well, he's high profile. He's the President of the United States.
Our two doctors aren't here.
The average person goes to the doctor, have a sore throat, they don't give him a CAT scan.
They do it for the morning.
They took him to the
Kid
Scout.
Yeah.
They said he's all right.
Not.
And then they realized that
bleeding in the brain.
It cut the membrane. So
put him in a coma.
Yeah, so he goes to show nothing is simple. Nothing is simple. We know too much. That's the problem. Halacha Dalet. Halacha. Okay, halacha dal. Okay, we have. Let's first do on the bottom. We have halacha shi'anim. We say halacha ois hey im roifei baki ein ruka yosef. The bezmanin. I'm reading on the bottom. Ois hey on the bottom on the page. The bezmanin shein shum adam. What is the definition of a roifei baki? The bezmanin in our day and age shein shum adam yochel le'rapois elaber shus hamim shola. You have to have a license to practice medicine. Nimei l'kol oisik b'refuah nikra mumcha. any person that is called a doctor is a mumche. V'chein kasa v'shal shuvus olas Shmuel. The kol aroy from shalom yeshlam din mumchem kevin shetshuchem lamod b'nisayon. They have to take exams. Lefnei gedolei haroyfim al pi chayk hamalchus. Period. Okay. Halacha dalet. Kol maka. Anyone that's been trained. What?
What do you call a doctor who finished last in his class?
A doctor. A doctor. Doesn't make a difference what degree. It's pass fail. Pass fail. But if someone has a PhD, I don't think he can hear. Stay away. Kol maka shebifnim. Here is important halacha. Any maka shebifnim haguf. An internal maka, the hainu min hasaf v'lefin from the lips and inwards, the gam hashinayim b'chlal teeth as well, the hainu kilkul shenachmas maka o bua an injury uchayotze b'zeh, anything any type of injury mechalin olaves hashabos, the einoy tzarich oimer does not need an evaluation. Shafilu ein sham bikiim v'choyle einoy oimer klum, he says nothing oisin lo kol masher regilim lasos b'chol period. Avol kishe yaidim, when you know makirim b'oisu choyle shemantinin, but if you are aware, you're aware of that choil, you know exactly what the sickness, what the situation is, and it's not an emergency. Shemam tinina, you would normally during the week you would wait as well. Period. Then he concludes, mechushim ein nikroim maka. A mechush, just a slight discomfort. A slight discomfort is not called a maka. They talk about what's a mechush. What about a sprain? That's a very interesting example. That many people today still want to be. They think it's still called safe. Safe to call a mechush. It's not unless a person is in withering pain. It's so intense he has to lie in bed. But a sprain. Pain is something which is not. There's no internal bleeding. Does not appear to be a real sakana. It's something the muscle has been dislocated slightly. So that is something which Shina Mechal Shabbos for. Next, so Misha Choshesh B'Shinei Umitztaer. Olav Ma'od Ad Shechola Mimenu Kol Gufoy Mutu Loimar Lein Yehudi Sheyotzio. You'll have to have a tooth extracted on Shabbos.
Very good.
It's no joke. I know someone that had a tooth extraction, and until the tooth extraction, it was mamish bikoch nefesh. The tsar is unbelievable. Okay, let's see over here. The bottom. He talks about having a tooth. Now, taking a tooth outside of, is that a melacha deraisa, a melacha derabanan? So, lechor, you would say it's a melacha derabanan. What are you really doing, taking out a tooth? You call it causing blood. So it's not choyvel. You don't want the blood. It's indirect. It's a melacha shenitzrich legufa. Yet he says here on the bottom, oizvav mutu loy malachim shiotziu ayin magen avram the mashma the alide yisrael osel deraitzah shein havi melacha deraisa. Very big chiddush. Removing a tooth on Shabbos to a Jew is a melacha d'oraisa. Why? Kevan d'choyvel l'refuah. It's called choyvel l'refuah. It's a constructive type of wound. It's not just a wound. A wound, gets into a fight and you hit someone, so you make a chavala. That's the pot. That's and then blood comes out. That's not melacha d'oraisa because it's a melacha shein etzrich l'gufa. But when there's something productive in the removal of the blood, like in the case of removing the teeth, we remove a tooth, so with the tooth comes out some blood. That is all considered to be something that is constructive. It's a melacha d'oraisa according to the sheet of the Magen Avram. He disagrees. That's indirect. It's not shein mischavin. That's not my kavan. The blood is not what I'm intending to remove. I'm intending to remove the tooth. So there's some blood that comes out. That's only indirect. Nevertheless, it's better not to go to a Jewish dentist to have a tooth extracted. The alcohol upon him. That's only midrabanan. A shvus. So that can be done on Shabbos when a person is matzav of tsar. Even if the person's entire body is not choyla. Okay. It says the Mishnah Berurah says yeah, it's mashma yes. Al kaponim the Mishnah Berurah holds only midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah holds not like the Magen Avram that it's only midrabanan. So if he's a mumcha, if he's the only one that can do it, he appears to say you can do it. A melacha midrabanan is mutter. However, if you can go to a guy, it's better to fulfill the sheet of the Magen Avram that removing the tooth is deraisa. So for a Jew to remove the tooth will be a melacha deraisa. So go doing it to a guy, it's a shavus a mil yakum. Then it will turn into a melacha midrabanan. Halacha. Hey, maka shalgav hayad, maka on the back of the hand, v'shalgav regel, v'chein al kol maka shenaseis machmas barzel, v'al shechin, Shebepi hatabas, something in the rectum, any type of boil in the rectum. V'chei mishe bola hemorrhoids. Okay, shchin bepi hatabas doesn't say exactly. It doesn't say exactly what it is, but a shchin bepi hatabas. V'chei mishe bola aluka, a person swallowed a leech. Oy shenashchem kelef shaita, a concern of rabies. Oy echon mizochale afar, or some type of insect, some type of poisonous insect, a wasp. Afilu suffik imemis im lo. A fever. According to the article Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he quotes there from the Igros Moshe, anything over 102. An adult has a temperature above from 102 Fahrenheit and above, that already is called a chayla, that borders on a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, and you can do whatever you need to do to take care of it. Any, a child or a zaken, even less than that, even a small deviation is already called a sakana. But a healthy adult over 102 temperature, what about taking temperature on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do it? So today we have everything is high tech, it's digital. So digital is worse than the old-fashioned mercury. If you still have an old-fashioned mercury thermometer, that would be better. You're doing less malacha through the mercury. But it's people probably, most people already don't have it anymore. Don't even have a mercury. They still have it?
Yeah.
Okay, but what? Okay, but it still does. But they get dirty and you get scared to use it. You like to buy something new and fresh, and you go to the store. I don't know if they sell it. They probably still do sell it. Temperature. Take your temperature. Today. What? Okay, good. Okay, very good, very good. But today everyone's into the high tech. High tech is digital. Digital is a malacha d'rabbanan. So it's more problematic to take your temperature on Shabbos. A person senses that he's not well. Obviously, he's allowed to take his temperature with a digital thermometer. Just it should be done al yidei shinui. Anything over 102, you're allowed to call the doctor, or you're allowed even to get in a car or ask a guy to take you to the emergency room, because if that's the only place where they can treat the person, that's where he needs can be treated. Otherwise, many people say, I don't need to go to the emergency room, I can just take medicine. There's certain medications I take. Normally, you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos, but in this instance, of course, you can do anything that you normally do during the week, it can be done on Shabbos. So it's kadachas, kadachas chozak b'yoyser. See, it's interesting, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if Rav Moshe agrees, because he says chozak b'yoyser, that sounds like 103, 104. Rav Moshe came along and said that in this generation, this day and age, we know too much. We're weak. Niskadnu Hadaris are very weak. We're very sensitive. We know too much. Even 100.
The answer means 102.
Yeah, but it's not Mukh. That's really what he. Okay, Enechanami. I don't know.
They didn't have thermometers. They felt
it. Mechal Nalavis Hashabbos Aval Al Kadachas Hamotsui. I don't know what that means exactly. This is just not 102. Ein Mechalin El Oisin Al Yidei En Yehudi. You don't do Mukh. You can do through a guy. If you don't feel well, you can do Ayideh and Yehudi. Okay, Halacha Vav. Well, let's first do on the bottom, Zayin. Maka Shagavayad. A maka on the top of the hand. Ayin Nagos Marsham. Shenishal Imutu Lassar Lassachal Gabi Maka Al Maka Vinipuach Bin Mishra. If you're allowed to go and smear oil upon a wound or a swelling, something that's been swollen,
a salve
on. On top of something that's swollen. Of a. Ad sheni moach v'nivla b'mukaymai v'choyle she'ein bo'y sakana. The person is not a choyle she'ein bo'y sakana. So what is halacha? V'heishiv sham lahatir. He's matir to take some type of medication, smear it on the wound. Al pi ma shekosef amogin Avram v'im kavanos rak lehavliya ein bo'y mishum mimareach. Mimareach, the malacha derais of smoothing, of taking a gel and smoothing it is only where you want to remain when you finish doing what you're doing, you want to remain with the object. It should be in a different state. Instead of being in a clump, you want it to be smoothed out. But when you take oil or medication and you smear it, even though it starts out as a gel, as like a Vaseline, but since when you're finished, it disappears, it does not exist, that is not done to the malacha mimareach. Mimareach is where when you finish smearing it, it's there. It's present. Here it's no longer present. It's not be'en. It's absorbed into your flesh to some degree. And therefore it's not osmidaraisa. It's It can be done. Period.
This is not necessarily by a marker. If someone's putting, let's say, Vaseline.
He has lotion. That's right. His skin is too dry. Exactly. So it's shaila b'moreach. You're allowed to take some type of lotion and smear it on very sensitive skin. When you go outside, it gets cold. You're allowed to do it. So the chatchila, no. But b'diavad, yes. And the reason why it's not b'moreach is because since it's absorbed fully into, it's not b'moreach. Because it's fully absorbed into your skin.
So that's chapstick.
Chapstick, is it really absorbed inside the skin? Is it really absorbed?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah. That's what it seems.
What's the problem with lipstick?
Tzeveya. Problem with lipstick is tzeveya.
There's no color.
What? It's a color
lipstick.
Yeah. No coloring? Then why would a woman put on lipstick?
No, why would you put on chapstick?
Because your lips are chapped. It's a medication. It's what?
You don't get it for beauty. You're doing it for
beauty. If there's no color, you're right. If there's no color, then there's no din so there.
Lip gloss that is colorless, that just,
But does it make the lips look nicer?
Yeah.
Does it enhance the lips? So that's already called tzeveya. That's begedet tzeveya. If it enhances your appearance, that's called tzeveya.
If there's no change in color?
It shines.
I'm assuming yes. If there is a change in your appearance, you look better. You look healthier. You look better than that is.
So the amount of these makeups from powders, right?
Because they hold that it's not permanent.
Right.
It's not permanent. Rav Moshe holds that shah, the makeup is very makel. Rav Moshe, Rav Adi Yosef. Those are the two names in the matir makeup on Shabbos. The matir makeup because they hold that you have to use a makeup that does not last very long.
Right.
It does not have a permanence. It says the Ferush Mishnah that a woman is not allowed to apply makeup on Shabbos. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. The Ferush Mishnah that it's also midiraisa zechiv v'chiv karas. So the reason why our makeups are not the problematic is because the makeups in the time of the Mishnah were almost permanent. It didn't go away. They lasted for a very, very long time. But the makeups that are used today, they don't last more than a couple of hours, and they dull. And that's why there are poskim that say you can be mat. Women can lightly apply makeup on Shabbos. It's a very big kula, and it's a very heated issue. There are many poskim that are very machmir. And I know Rabbi Reisen once said in the Shir Mitzvah Shabbos, he said that a woman who walks into shul with lipstick, a fresh lipstick, is making a statement that I was just mechallel Shabbos. He said that in Mitzvah Shabbos in front of 1,000 people. The next morning, I was in the shir that year. The next morning, he comes to shul, and he was bombarded with all the members of his shul with all the makeup. My wife wears this makeup. She was at your shir last night and she heard what you said. Really? Is this what she does? Is she really Michal Shabbos using this type of lipstick? Using this type? I don't even know what these are all called. This mascara and this and this that. And he said to me, he says, I should have never have said it. Motov sheyu shoygin v'al yuhu meizid. And he said this to me that day. He walked in that day like, he looked different. He looked like someone beat him up in the back alley.
He needed makeup himself.
In the back alley, yeah. They say there are Blumenkrantz and another Rav. I forgot who it was. They went to Rav Moshe and they presented him certain types of makeup. They asked him to paskin. And they asked him, is this kosher? Can a woman apply this on Shabbos? And they were both listening to Rav Moshe. And they walked out of the room and Rav Blumenkrantz said that it's mutter. And the other Rav says, no! He said that it's also. It's a true story. Yeah. It's a true story.
One guy's making up a story.
So makeup is something. Yeah.
So you're putting food on your lips.
It's still tzeveya. I'm not saying it's awesome.
There's no problem. What's the problem?
The two big names, I heard this very recently. I highly recommend You should go to the YU website. There's Rabbi Leibowitz. Is that his name?
Aryeh Leibowitz.
He's a Rav. No, that's someone else.
From the YU.
Halachically speaking.
Yeah, that I know who he is.
That's someone else. I think his name is Leibowitz. He's a Rav in
West Hempstead.
West Hempstead. He's a young fellow. He's probably like 40 years old. He's a young fellow. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham.
Yes.
He gives a Daf Yomi, one of the most popular Daf Yomis in America. Uh-huh. And he gives very often a 10 minute halacha shir. Very, very good. Fantastic.
What's his first name?
Aryeh Leibowitz. So every so often I download all the 10 minute halacha shiurim. And one of the shiurim I listened to recently, not that long ago, was this about makeup. And he goes through makeup is melacha derais of tzeveya. And it's in the Mishnah, it's in the Chi of Chorus. And the reason why Rav Moshe and Rav Avad Yosef is Matib is Manaz is because our makeups are not permanent. They don't last very long, so it's not Seveya. Rav Moshe and Rav Avad Yosef are from the Mekilim. The vast majority of poskim are Machmir. And they hold a woman is not allowed under any condition to apply makeup on her face on Shabbos, under no condition. The best they can do is put on makeup Erev Shabbos. And then someone told me, like, his wife, she sleeps with her head up. If his wife saw him imitate her to me, she would kill him for sure. She wouldn't kill him. She would follow what it says in the CIA document. She would follow it and she has no clue that he was imitating how she sleeps with her head up to make sure the makeup does not stop. But one thing he talks about, he makes very clear to me, is that they have something called Shabbos makeup. There's no such thing as Shabbos makeup. What Shabbos makeup is, it's permanent makeup. It's permanent makeup that you apply Erev Shabbos that will last all the way through Shabbos. So that is something. And Adrab, if you put on Shabbos makeup on Shabbos, that's a deraisa, because that's equivalent to the makeup of the Mishnah of Tzeveya that is permanent. But the regular makeup that is purchased in the store today, that there are some opinions that are more makeup. But talking about a chapstick, so that is not makeup. So there, when you're applying it, so it's mimareach. You're smoothing something which is a gel, which is a solid, which is definitely problematic. And those that are matir, b'shas hatzarech, when you have no choice and really you need it for your health, is because it's not remaining as a film. It's nivla. It's not a film that's remaining on your lips. It's being nivla. When something is nivla, it's no longer doimed to the case of mimareach. Where you have the case of mimareach is where you want to put on like a diaper rash. You have a child, you want to put on a thick coating of a cream or some type of lotion which is going to remain. So if it starts out as a gel and you're going to smear and it's going to remain as a thick coat, that is a real problem of the mimareach, because it's not getting absorbed into the body, it's remaining as a coating upon a rash. So you don't do that, you just dab it on the cloth, and you apply and you put the cloth on the child, and then the child, as he moves around, mainly it gets smoothened out. Because the gel gets absorbed in, possibly.
Solid, you really, when you take a solid, let's say, chapstick, you rub it, you really...
Doesn't make a difference.
You're smoothing out the deodorant.
A solid deodorant. Yeah. So you're smoothing out the thing itself.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't know the answer.
There are hand lotions for people who have chapped hands.
Same thing. So lechatchila should not be used. If a person really needs to use it because of the situation, then he can use it. And the reason why it's not good, but he should just use a light coating, not too much, and it should disappear. There. So the b'diavad, that is fine. That is permissible. Okay, we'll stop over here.
It's very important to keep the skin moist.
Yeah.
It's fresh, but you get infected.
Yeah.